Son, never stop learning.
You'll explore Kal-El's origins and the debate around God's word. All right, so I've been sitting with this idea all week, Superman's actual name. Not Clark Kent, not the Man of Steel, his real name, Kal-El. And the more I look at it, the more I think most people just glide right past how loaded that name actually is.
Right, and that's the thing, it sounds like a sci-fi invention, a Kryptonian word someone made up for a comic book. But the suffix El is not invented at all. In Hebrew, El is one of the oldest names for God. You see it in Elohim, in Emmanuel, in Michael, Gabriel. It's woven through the entire biblical naming tradition.
So when Jerry Siegel and Joe Shuster named this character Kal-El, they were, whether consciously or not, embedding a divine reference right into his identity from the start.
And here's where it gets interesting. Siegel and Shuster were both Jewish. They created Superman while they were students associated with Glenville High School in Cleveland, Ohio. That cultural and religious background almost certainly shaped the symbolic vocabulary they reached for.
So the name isn't accidental. What does Kal actually contribute? Is there a translation for the full name?
Some scholars and commentators read Kal as relating to the Hebrew root for voice or vessel. So the full name Kal-El carries a meaning close to voice of God or vessel of God. Now, Siegel and Shuster never published a formal etymology, so we should be careful. But the resonance is hard to dismiss, especially given the naming pattern they used for the whole family.
Right, because it's not just Kal-El. His father is Jor-El. The El suffix runs through the entire Kryptonian lineage.
Exactly. Jor-El sends Kal-El away from Krypton in a spacecraft before the planet's destruction. Kal-El's mother is Lara. So you have this family unit, Jor-El, Lara, Kal-El, and the father's name also carries that divine suffix. The whole bloodline is linguistically marked.
Think of it like a naming convention that signals something sacred about the lineage. And then the child is sent away, travels to Earth, is found in the countryside, adopted by Jonathan and Martha Kent. It's almost a Moses parallel.
That parallel is real, and it's been noted widely. A child placed in a vessel to survive a catastrophe, discovered and raised by adoptive parents who shape his moral character. The Kents teach Clark to use his extraordinary abilities responsibly and to help others. That's not incidental, that's a foundational ethical formation story.
So what our listener might be wondering at this point is, when did Superman actually first appear? Because the origin we're describing, the fully developed Krypton and Kent family story that took time to solidify.
It did. Superman first appeared in Action Comics 1, published in 1938, cover dated June, though it actually hit stands on April 18th of that year. And the origin in that first 12-page story was remarkably brief, a child sent to Earth from a distant planet, destroyed by old age. No Krypton named, no Jor-El, no Kent family detail. The rich mythology came later.
Wait, so the name Kal-El wasn't even in that first story?
Correct. The names and details evolved across different stories and media over time. There's even an earlier Golden Age version associated with the spelling Kal-El, before Kal-El became the standard. The mythology we're analysing was built gradually, but the theological weight of the name was baked in once it was established.
And here's where the theological friction starts. Because now you have a character whose name literally invokes God, who arrives on Earth with powers no human possesses, and who takes on the role of protector and saviour. For some religious critics, that's not just symbolism, it's a direct challenge to the First Commandment.
That's the pressure point. The First Commandment is explicit, no other gods before the God of the Bible. And the argument some theological critics make is that a figure like Superman, worshipped culturally, depicted as all-powerful, positioned as humanity's ultimate rescuer, functions as a secular god. The name Kal-El isn't just flavor text in that reading, it's a declaration.
So the key idea here is that the name is the entry point. It's where the comic book mythology and the biblical tradition first collide.
Exactly. And for everyone following along, the takeaway from this first part is straightforward. Kal-El is not a random alien name. It carries Hebrew roots, it fits a divine naming pattern, and it was created by two Jewish writers who understood that symbolic vocabulary, whether that was intentional theology or cultural instinct, the result is a character whose very name raises questions about who gets to be a savior. Next, we're going to look at the nature of the character himself, why some critics call the Man of Tomorrow a kind of modern Tower of Babel.